Just a reminder that Diet Starts Tomorrow is a podcast for entertainment purposes only. It is not a medical podcast and does not constitute medical advice. Always seek the advice of a physician or a health professional.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Lauren.
And I am Emily.
And I'm going to start off with a quick content update for you guys. I know it's been out there for a while and we never really addressed it on the podcast. So putting my content manager hat on, you may have noticed that the Instagram is now called Everything's Fine. And everything is fine. It is now going to be, it's actually, I've been doing the account as quote unquote Everything's Fine since they hired me, you know, where it's more broad and it's not just about green smoothie jokes. It's about,
oh, I see. The content has been the same.
Like the only thing that changed is the name, and it's basically going to function as the home of our podcast clips, Diet Starts Tomorrow, and podcast clips of our mental health podcast called Oversharing.
Great pod.
So that'll be coming out soon. You can watch clips there. So really, it's just we wanted to remove the word diet because that's not us anymore. And it's the same page it's always been. You can still watch DST clips there. And now there'll be a couple Oversharing clips there. So that's the explanation for the Instagram rebrand. I'm actually really proud of it. I think it's great that the word diet is off of my phone now. And
yeah, I think it was confusing to people.
It was very confusing to people. And we actually didn't lose followers. We've gained followers since we changed the name. Yeah. We were not expecting that. So it's going really well. And then again, with the podcast, our name still is technically Diet Starts Tomorrow. We won't tell you what the name is yet, but we did get confirmation that we have our new name and we're so excited. So there's going to be news coming out about that soon. The podcast name is not Everything's Fine. It's going to be something totally different about what Emily and I, again, already talk about. And so that's going to be sort of like our rebranded podcast, which again, will live on that same Instagram page. So you really don't have to do anything. If you're mad, you can unfollow, I guess. But if you're still a fan, just keep following the page. Keep listening to the podcast. We're going to be here. We're cutting the word diet out. So we're saying goodbye to her.
Yeah, it's a dirty word.
It's a dirty word.
It's a dirty word.
She can't sit with us.
She cannot sit with us. Stop trying to make diet happen.
Stop trying to make diet happen.
It's not going to happen. No, I love the new Insta, and the artwork is so cute. The little logo.
Oh, thanks. That's all Brittany Levine.
But. Oh, shout out, Britt. And we're not going to tell you the new name of the podcast. You're just going to have to wait and find out. Be patient. God. We want to tell you guys about something. So we haven't done this type of thing in a while where we talk about a workout. And to be quite honest, I don't know if this was a workout.
I disagree.
Okay, well, we'll get into it. So Lauren and I went to puppy yoga yesterday.
Oh my God, it was so cute. Actually, they want us to say it's rescue puppy yoga because they're rescue puppies. They're not privileged puppies. No. They want you to adopt them.
Can I tell you something? I got so excited when I saw that these were pity puppies. I was
pity puppies,
pitbull puppies.
Oh.
I was so excited. Wow,
those were pit bulls?
They were pit bull mixes. They were mixed with a smaller breed. Obviously, I was talking to one of the girls about the dogs.
Listen, I have no problem with dogs, but I definitely don't identify as a dog person, so I don't know what any of these words mean.
Yeah, so I mean, I could tell immediately because I mean, you could just tell, but they're mixed with a small breed, so but they definitely had some pit in them. And I was so happy because I was looking up clips because I was like, how's this going to go? Because I raised a puppy and I know how bitey they are and how like they're always up in your shit.
One jumped in my mouth. I don't know how.
In your mouth.
Like literally he put his head in my mouth.
Oh, wow. He really got up in there.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're all available for adoption, which is really cool. It's just like a really fun way to spend an afternoon and evening. And also, if you are interested in adopting a dog, adopt, don't shop, you can adopt one of these dogs. So like you get to spend time with the dog, see which one you gravitate towards. Mm-hmm. So it's a cute idea for that too.
Right.
But I got so excited because I was looking up videos before we went. Because I was like, how's this going to go? I just don't see how I could possibly hold a downward dog with a downward dog in my area. So I looked it up and I was seeing a lot of golden retriever puppies, a lot of lab puppies. Like, oh. I was just looking up videos of people doing puppy yoga.
Yeah.
When I saw that they were pity puppies, it just warmed my heart so much because I'm so passionate about adopting dogs. I didn't realize that these were shelter dogs until I got there. And they're just, they have such a bad reputation, pit bull breeds do. And but everybody was just like rolling around and having such a good time with these adorable dogs.
They're so cute.
But I could not hold a pose because... They make it impossible. I mean, they're climbing all over you. They're licking your face.
There were definitely parts of the class where the instructor was just giving instructions in vain. She was like, okay, and now lift up your right leg. Meanwhile, everybody's like taking a selfie with a puppy.
Right.
Or like chasing a puppy. Like it
holding
was,
four puppies at once.
But I think that's kind of the point.
It is the point.
Is like we're playing with dogs. We're not really working out.
Oh, yeah. And talk about the endorphins.
Yeah.
I mean, I did not feel like I was working out at all, but I mean, I guess I stretched a little bit, but it didn't feel like a workout to me, but I left with such a high that I've never felt when I left a Barry's or a fucking Rumble. You know what I mean? It was just like, if you want to turn that frown upside fucking down, go to puppy yoga.
Go to rescue puppy yoga. I think it's the laughter too in the room. You know, because I think that's part of the endorphins. Like, dogs are great, but being around all my coworkers giggling like kids was really special. It was like, oh, we're all just like little kids playing with puppies.
That's true. Did you ever, at slumber parties and stuff, did you ever play that game where you put your head on someone's stomach and then you make a chain? Like, you put your head on someone's stomach, then they put their head on your stomach and it, you know... It's really fun because what you do is you make this long chain and people are resting their heads on each other's bellies. And then the first person goes, ha, like, and pushes the belly out. Oh. And then eventually everyone's laughing, it's, like dying laughing.
That's science.
Yeah, it is. It's a science experiment. But anyway, this reminded me of that because it was like a chain reaction.
Because I think they also have laughter yoga. Isn't that something?
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
I saw it on TV. Maybe it's not real, but.
It was in a sketch show.
You do? Probably.
No, but that sounds fun.
I think they have classes where one person laughs and it becomes infectious. And
yeah.
And so that's kind of what Rescue Puppy was because like we were happy from the love and affection of the puppies, but we were also surrounded by human joyful emotion.
Yeah.
You know, like it really was a lovely experience. And I do want to counter the workout thing that you just said, that it wasn't a workout.
Did you feel like you got a workout in?
So, Emily, I've forgotten and it was one time, but I've never done yoga before.
Oh, real? I didn't know that.
I've never done yoga before. I'm a Zumba girly. I'm a listen to music on the elliptical girly.
She's a dancer size kind of gal.
Yeah, I'm a totally jazzercise.
Like jazzercise, that's what I was looking
for. Yeah. Like, I wish I had more time in my schedule to go to Power Plus Wellness events where they're dancing together. Like, that's kind of more my exercise vibe.
Is it because the idea of it is boring to you? Because Zumba is, like, very much you're jumping around, you're moving constantly. Yoga is a little bit more subdued.
I feel like it's something I never got around to because I also am a spiritual girly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and yoga really helps you get centered in your body and you notice how your body feels. So it's kind of been on my to-do list for a while. So it is kind of funny that my introduction into yoga was with these puppy really yoga. Rambunctious pit bull mixes. It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some to my friend who is fostering kittens and it is the only thing they will eat. It comes in these pate packages and you scoop it and you just feel like you're a chef for your baby kitties and they j'adore it. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
It was weirdly inspiring for me because I haven't done anything intentionally as a workout in a while. We talked about this when I was reviewing my wellness goals, that I want to find a new fitness routine. And it's probably not going to be rescue puppy yoga because
it'd be hilarious if it was. I would die. I would love it if I came into the office every week and you just had a high pony and straight from puppy yoga.
This is the only way I can work out.
Anybody want to come pup it out with me after work?
Pup it up, baby.
I mean, it could be. It's probably, you know.
I mean,
you'd probably rack up a bill.
It's not going to be. Yeah, it is $65 per person if you want to go check out Wolf Wellness. And part of the ticket price goes to the rescue organization. Yes. To help the really cute puppies that are bringing you joy. So if you can afford it, definitely.
It's a worthy cause. And yeah. Like, honestly, as a.
It's worth every penny.
Oh, like birthday party or, you know. An excuse to get the gals together.
A bachelorette.
I honestly can't imagine a workout class that would be more fun.
Yeah, check out Wolf Wellness, guys.
It was almost too fun.
It was really, we didn't want to leave. Everybody had trouble leaving. But what I was going to say is, as a person in a bigger body who's never done yoga before, I was nervous to try. I know it was so beginner level, but she was saying, like, you know, it's hard to explain, but there was this pose that I thought, I can't do that. And then I just did it. Like, you hold your arms up and you're like balancing on the tips of your toes. And my body just did it. I was like, oh, she's like working. She can do this. And then there was another pose we did where we were fully lying down on the floor, which I loved. I love that pose.
Oh, great pose.
I wake up in that pose. And she was like, okay, now bring your arms forward and come into a sit-up and touch your toes. And in my brain, I'm gaslighting myself because of all this anti-fat bias shit that's around me 24/7. And I'm like, well, my body can't do that. Mm. And then I was like, well, just try it. And I did it with no problem. Like, my body must remember from when I worked out more, or maybe I'm more fit than I realize from all the steps I take around New York City. I think
you have more muscle awareness than you realize.
I think I do. And it made me want to work out more because I was like, oh, I can do this. I can do this. My body can do, fat bodies can do stuff.
You know what? You know? I love that. And it reminds me of when Jessamine came in. Actually, she was virtual, but it felt like she was here. Right. And she was talking about yoga and starting up yoga, already being in a bigger body.
Right.
And feeling really intimidated. And then I literally, ever since she came on, I think about what she said all the time, which mm-hmm. is, can you just try? Like, because when we tell ourselves, oh, I can't do that. It's obviously, I mean, people say this all the time. It's like, if you tell yourself over and over that you can't do something, then you will kind of manifest that. But it's more than that. It's almost like reframing. It's not about succeeding in this. It's about trying. The effort is the sport, so to speak.
And I guess I was just embarrassed or had a little shame to say it, but I think you're right. I think maybe why I have never done yoga as a person who loves to work out and a person who loves spirituality, because I thought my body couldn't do it or that I wouldn't be able to keep. And I was able to keep up way more than I thought I was going to be able to. So
that's inspiring. So did you, I mean, it's kind of hard to say because this was so not conventional yoga, but like, did you like it?
Yeah, I really did. I left with endorphins that weren't just from the puppies and the laughter. Like, and I was there as a content manager, so I was walking around.
Right, you also had to work.
Taking pictures and mm-hmm. stuff. But when I was participating in the class, like, I broke a little bit of a sweat, and I felt that feeling. I guess endorphins is a scientific word, but that feeling you feel when you're working out and you're like, oh, I'm a little high right now or something.
Wow, I've never felt like that. And whenever somebody describes it, I'm like, that sounds nice. But I guess I'm just going to have to do drugs if I want to get that.
I'm sorry.
I've never felt that.
It's not euphoric. It's just I wish I could find the words to describe what I'm trying to convey.
Is it kind of like a coffee buzz? Like after you drink coffee, how you feel like just a little bit electric?
Yeah, it's a little bit electric. It's a little bit like, oh, I'm awake. I'm doing things. My body's working. I'm like, maybe it's that idea that I'm more connected into my senses. Not that I'm high, but that I'm aware to see and feel everything on extra zoom or
that
something.
That makes sense. That does make sense to me, actually.
Yeah.
So maybe I kind of have felt like that. I just have never articulated it.
Are you working out too hard? Because I was barely working out and I got that. So I'm like,
yeah, no.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't think I'm working out too hard. I think maybe when people say runner's high or they say, mm-hmm. you know, I think maybe I take it a little bit too literally.
Right.
I'm like, well, I'm just going to, you know. Yeah, no, overall, a great time. For me, like yoga in general, it does feel really slow. Like sometimes I get so distracted doing it.
Yeah.
So having the puppies there almost brought me back to reality a little quicker than in a normal yoga class, because I've tried yoga classes at the Y. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've tried them elsewhere too, but at the Y most recently. And sometimes I zone out and I miss so many instructions.
Right.
And then all of a sudden people are like in this warrior pose and I'm still in child's pose. And I'm like, how did we get here?
Yeah.
But it's another reason why yoga is great. They say you can just stay in child's pose the whole time and you're still doing yoga.
Wow.
So,
love yoga.
Like, you know, it's about going at your own pace and just doing what you can and also, like, not forcing yourself to do certain things.
And you have extra sin license to not stay focused when nobody is focused.
No, they can't be, right?
Nobody was focused.
People copy other people. I've noticed this also. Like, I have started to notice in a class, in that kind of environment, always one person, or maybe up to four people, who know what they're doing, like they really know what they're doing, and everyone else is watching them. Mm-hmm. And those people are the designated class takers. Mm-hmm. That's working title. That's what I'm calling them. And those are the people that, like, they're kind of the unofficial instructors.
They should get a discount. Because
they should.
Yeah.
They're doing the Lord's work. And there was nobody in this class, but we had the puppies. Anyway, I would recommend check out Woof Wellness. I think their handle is Woof Wellness NYC.
Yeah.
And they're in New York. So
have a birthday party. Have a kiki.
Get after it. Let's do a self-care share.
Self-care share.
It's a self-care share.
Oh, man. The audience is probably tired of hearing how sick I get.
You've been sick a lot.
I have never been so sick in my life since starting working here. I hope that's okay to say on mic. It's not Betch's fault. It's a new lifestyle for me to work a full-time job in addition to comedy. Also adding in the podcast component, like, I have to be a self-care warrior, and I'm still figuring out my work-life balance, and I'm, you know, I'm saying no to some things and I'm figuring it out, but oh my God, have I been sick?
Yeah. Well, actually, now that you're listing out all of these things, you really don't have any built-in time for yourself. Like, you can make time for yourself.
But I'm getting better at that.
But yeah. But you need to be intentional about carving it out. Mm-hmm. That can definitely affect you. And obviously, increased stress levels can affect you. But you got the COVID.
I got COVID, guys. And it was so bad. It was the worst case. It was so bad that I took Paxlovid, which I don't know if anybody who's listening is familiar with this drug, but it is this pack of, it's like 6 pills a day that you take for 5 days, and it fights the COVID. And I'm sure I'm getting some of the science wrong here, but it fights the COVID. That's true. do I sound like Trump?
fights the COVID.
Let's put some bleach in there.
It fights COVID.
It fights COVID.
You're getting bogged down by the terminology.
I know. We just recorded the Oprah episode and my brain is like done.
Yeah, we're zapped.
But basically, the biggest side effect of Paxlovid, anyone who's taken it knows, your mouth tastes so bad. And I thought it meant that your mouth tastes bad when you're eating or like there's like a weird taste in your mouth. It was so bad. And don't judge me. You've called me a baby before. But it was so bad that I cried of like sadness.
You cried?
Because it was like breathing sulfur. Like every second that I was awake, I was breathing. It felt like breathing sulfur, like sucking on a bag of pennies. Day one of Paxlovid was disgusting.
Wait a second. So it's not that it tastes bad as you're ingesting it.
It tastes bad forever while you're on it.
No.
Yes.
So, like, when you're eating meals, does it change the flavor?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Eating is probably the best part of, it's not fun, but eating helps with Paxlovid. So, basically, during the day, like, you might overeat. Like, I was drinking, I ordered energy drinks. I ordered sodas. I ordered, like, food that, like, pudding, like, anything that would maybe, like, soothe my mouth. Like, I always had something in my mouth while I was awake to try to soothe it. And I was going to quit. I really was. I was ready to quit. I was like, you know what? I've had COVID before. I didn't take it. But then I thought back to when I had COVID before and when I didn't take Paxlovid. And it was kind of like I was just always sick for like a month and a half, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So this is what I've heard about it is it prevents long COVID.
It's been shown to make the case less severe and to prevent, you know, long-term symptoms. And so I really had an epiphany about what self-love is because I really, again, I was crying. I was so miserable. I didn't want to keep taking it. And I woke up on day two and it was like I was a mother throwing myself in front of a train to protect my baby or something when I took those pills. Like,
I think it's lifting a car.
Lifting a car, not throwing myself.
I don't know how that would help your baby.
It just felt very dramatic is what I'm trying to say.
It sounds very dramatic.
And I was like, I'm going to finish this prescription for future Lauren. I'm going to do it like I was my own child in the future. And I'm like, I want her to succeed. I want her to go record great podcasts with Emily. I want her to make great content. I want her to do great stand-up. I want her to rest and feel good. And I'm going to do this for her. And it was self-love and I felt it. And I took those fucking pills. And over time, the taste does get better. Not, the taste doesn't get better, but like the bad taste does go down. Like it becomes more of an annoyance than I'm crying because I'm breathing sulfur 24/7.
I can't even imagine. Wait, so how many days do you take it?
Five days.
How many times a day?
You take 3 pills in the morning, 3 pills at night.
What?
And they're big pills.
That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot. Oh, my God. Okay.
I was like, I'm not going to go into work even if I started testing negative because I was like, I'm sick from, like, I'm a version of sick from being incapacitated by being uncomfortable by these side effects. So my self-care share is that I decided to continue with a prescription drug to treat a medical condition.
Yeah.
And I almost did it.
Yeah, but you basically you acted like your own fairy godmother in that situation.
And I feel really good right now. Like I appreciate past Lauren for doing this for me. She is a saint. She is a hero. She lifted that car so I could scream about Oprah.
Yeah, okay. Have called you a baby before. This to me is not babyish. 3 pills twice a day. to have a mouthful of sulfur.
A continuous bad taste.
That sounds so nasty. I can't even imagine. Good for you. I'm happy that you are feeling better.
Thank you. And for I'm the listeners, it's only really bad for the first day. Day two, most people quit taking it, actually. I heard from a lot. Well, maybe not most, but a lot of people message me on Instagram because I highly document my life. Follow me at Lauren Hope Crass. And people were replying saying, like, God bless you, I couldn't finish it, or I didn't make it past day one. Oh my God. And so as your body kind of gets used to it.
Right.
You know?
Which I guess is true with most things, yeah. You know, like Robitussin, nasty. But if you really have a cough, you're going to keep taking it. Exactly. And you're going to be fine. No, good for you. I really relate to that mentality of like future me is going to be happy about this, but present me fucking hates myself. And that's something that I tell myself, like, because it's hard to get tasks done. Like I do it with tasks. Right. But I guess if I had to take meds like this, it would probably be the same thing. Like future you is going to be so grateful to present you. And I'm like, fuck future me. And then I have this whole conversation back and forth about like, should I be considerate about future me? Usually I am.
Do it for future you.
It's, I feel it's like it's a good way to go. It is. It's like self-parenting. Ugh, harmonious.
Do you have a self-care share?
I do. And I was desperately ill also last week.
Oh, no.
Just with my period.
Oh, yeah, the sickness.
It happens every month, but it never gets easier.
Yeah.
And it always catches me off guard, and it always makes me very sad and emotional. And so basically what I was telling you is there was one day I was crying half the day. Yeah. I mean, I was having like the kind of ugly cry that I haven't had in years and years. It was insane. And I was trying to think like, is this not, because there were real things that I was getting worked up about, but I just kept stopping myself and thinking, I don't know if this is 90% my period and 10% what I'm sad about, or if it's the other way around. It could be either, because I feel crazy right now.
I think women gaslight themselves to say, oh my God, it's just my period. My hot take is that no, it's not. It's that the walls are coming down, honey.
Yeah.
And you can actually feel what's going on in your body and in your life. Because you think about like why you're, if you're crying and you don't know why, sure, maybe it's your period. But if you're crying because, you know, you're having trouble with a parent, like you're having trouble with a parent.
Yeah. I think actually our period is when many of us allow ourselves to slow down enough to actually acknowledge that stuff. Like, I don't work out when I have my period. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like doing as much when I have my period. Like I just take it easier on myself in general.
Yeah.
So I think actually you coined this. I did not coin this.
Oh, you can have it.
Can I?
Yeah,
take it. It's my favorite thing ever. The period permission.
Yeah.
I gave myself the period permission to feel my feelings and to really, you know, just relish it. Like really, like I was getting high off of it a little bit.
Take
I was
the period getting, permission.
The period permission is the best. You have your period, you give yourself just unconditional permission to feel whatever feelings you're feeling and to be as dramatic as you fucking want.
Yeah.
Because
it probably
it's
is
your
a
right.
big deal. Or probably you and your feelings are a big deal. They matter. That's kind of what I mean. It's like,
yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Crazy.
Yeah. And also it's scientifically proven that crying does make you feel better. You know, it releases hormones and it does actually make you feel better.
You're
so,
healing yourself.
Yeah. So that's basically my self-care share is I gave myself the period permission.
Oh, good.
And I'm back stronger than ever, baby.
Do you feel better after crying it out?
Yeah. I don't feel in that mood at all anymore. For me, that is the hard part about having my period. I don't have terrible physical symptoms, but I have really tough emotional symptoms. Yeah. I feel like a different person. I feel like I'm spinning out of control when I have my period. It's really insane. Not insane. Not no, insane.
It's just your feelings.
It's just what it is.
I wonder what would happen. Ugh, this is me trying to fix all my friends again.
You're such
again.
A fixer.
I wonder what would happen if you, and you might, I'm not saying you don't do this, but if you did like a couple more emotional check-ins with yourself regularly throughout the month, and then maybe it wouldn't be like a when it's your period.
I could try that, but I do think a lot of it is just hormonal. Like, yeah. I think that it's just... the change, because I've become very in tune. I don't know if I've really talked to you about this, but I've become very in tune with my menstrual cycle.
Yeah.
Almost to the point where it like takes over my life. Like, you know, it's like during, I don't even remember what all the phases are called. I have a little chart that I look at on my phone sometimes, but it explains everything. It explains, you know, for years and years, I was like, why the week before my period can I not even lift 50 pounds? Like, why do I feel so weak? But I didn't put it together that it was always the week before my period. As soon as you know this stuff, like, look up the different phases of the menstrual cycle. It explains so much. You just naturally are low energy at certain times of the month. You're naturally more emotional other times of the month. Your libido goes up and down different times of the month, depending on your menstrual cycle. It explains so much. And that's also why Andy trusts my menstrual cycle.
He's like, when is my girlfriend horny?
No, literally. Like, sometimes I'll be horny and he'll be like, really? Now? And I'm like, don't look at the chart.
In your luteal phase?
Yeah, literally. I'm like, stop looking at the chart. It takes the romance out of it.
But you're making me weirdly want to experiment with having a period again so I can.
Oh, I forgot. You don't even get your period.
I suppressed mine and now I'm like, maybe I will. But I've gotten permission from so many doctors to not have it and to suppress it with NuvaRing.
Well, I think it is okay. I mean, a lot of people don't get their period because they take birth control. But I think, am I wrong? You still have the same.
No, I actively suppress it. Rather than taking the NuvaRing out, we can do an episode about this, but rather than taking the NuvaRing out at 3 weeks, which is when most people do it.
And then they have a period,
and then you have a period for a week when you don't have the ring in. And then you put it in again for 3 weeks, have a period for 1 week, put it in. So instead of that, I keep a NuvaRing in for 4 weeks and immediately swap it.
Got it.
And the reason that I do that is because my periods were so bad that I went to the ER one time. Like, I thought I was I thought I was dying. Like, my cramps would get really bad. I used to have tons of cysts on my ovaries. They're gone now. I don't know where they went. I don't know if it's intuitive eating or what, but like, they're gone now. So I'm like, maybe I'm healed and maybe I should try having a period again. But why would I want to have a period? It's like such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I mean, it is, and it never gets easier, I will say. And I complain about it every fucking month of my life.
But maybe I want to hear my body more.
Well, but this is what I like
Rebecca
about it.
Rebecca's shaking her head. No, you don't want to hear your body
more. I mean, listen, different things work for different people. I've never been on birth control. I've never had any desire to. But I've also never had bad physical symptoms from my period. I mean, I had a friend who would just double over. She couldn't even move.
Oh,
she
had threw up every time I had my period.
See, that's not manageable. You can't live your life. So I can live my life. I just complain the whole time, which is fine because I'm giving myself the period
it's
permission.
It's fun to complain. It's fine.
But I love not being on birth control for me personally for that reason.
Right.
I feel really in touch with my phases. But some birth control girlies would shudder at the thought of not being on birth control. So to each his own.
To each their own.
I think we got to wrap up.
We got to wrap up. We did a great episode, right, guys? Right. I'm so delirious right now after the Oprah stuff. Guys, thanks for listening. That is it for today's episode. Be sure to send your questions to dst@betches.com to get them answered.
Follow us at Everything's Fine on Instagram. And if you like this episode, please write us a review. And don't forget to check out our DST merch on shop.betches.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And while you're at it, follow me at Lubination.
Follow me at Lauren Hope Crass. And remember, we're always with you.
Through thick and thin. Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Rebecca Steinberg and Lauren Hope Crass. Editing by Rebecca Steinberg. Social media by Lauren Hope Crass. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to follow Diet Starts Tomorrow on all socials and send us your emails to dst@betches.com or your voicemails to 212-287-5650.
Betches.